AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. There have been more victims identified in the Boulder attack. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Four additional victims have been identified in the Boulder attack, in which a man is accused of throwing Molotov cocktails into a group that had gathered to bring attention to Israeli hostages in Gaza. District Attorney Michael Doherty.
Continue to encourage victims and witnesses to come forward and contact law enforcement.
Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Bishop Gruhl, says the suspect, 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon, showed no remorse.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Federal and state prosecutors filed separate criminal charges against Solomon. Solomon faces the possibility of life in prison for the federal charges on top of hundreds of years at sentencing for the state charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration has made a new emergency appeal to the Supreme Court.
In its latest emergency appeal to the high court, the administration's asking the justices to pave the way for its federal workforce downsizing plans. That comes after an appeals panel refused to pause a federal judge's order halting the cuts. The judge had said the administration did not have congressional approval for the downsizing. The administration says the idea that the president needs explicit authorization from Congress for something like that is indefensible. The high court has set a Monday deadline for responses from labor unions and cities who have sued over the administration's cuts. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Representatives of both Russia and Ukraine met today for their second round of direct peace talks in just over 2 weeks. But aside from agreeing to swap thousands of their dead and seriously wounded troops, they've made no progress towards ending the war. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on a horrific knife attack inside an Oregon homeless shelter.
At least 12 people were hurt and 11 hospitalized in a stabbing attack at a homeless shelter in Oregon Sunday night.
Officers arrived to find several individuals who had been stabbed inside the facility by a man with a knife.
Salem Deputy Police Chief Trevin Upkeys.
The suspect, identified as Tony Latrell Williams, age 42 of Bend, exited the building and stabbed others.
The Union Gospel Missions Executive Director Craig Smith says the suspect was new to the shelter, had spent Saturday night there, and was about to check in for a second night when something set him off.
He was in the process of checking his bag in with the guy that was working on the front desk when he attacked him.
Witness Alan Humphreys says the suspect was very strong and fended off multiple people who tried to stop him.
Telling us he was going to kill all of us, told us he'd kill every security guard and cop that tried to stop him.
I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.